რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ერთ-ერთი ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ნიუ-იორკში იმყოფება საქართველოს სამთავრობო დელეგაცია. კიევი ემზადება აღმოსავლეთიდან მძიმე შეიარაღების გასატანად. ანკარა აცხადებს, რომ თურქეთში შევიდა 130,000-ზე მეტი სირიელი ქურთი. ნიუ-იორკში იმყოფება საქართველოს სამთავრობო დელეგაცია, რომელსაც პრემიერ-მინისტრი ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილი ხელმძღვანელობს. პრემიერის პრესსამსახურის ინფორმაციით, 23 სექტემბერს ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილი პირისპირ შეხვდება ლატვიის, ლიტვის და თურქეთის პრეზიდენტებს ანდრის ბერჟინს, დალია გრიბაუსკაიტეს და რეჯეპ ტაიპ ერდოანს და სიტყვით გამოვა კლიმატის ცვლილებებისადმი მიძღვნილ სამიტზე. იმავე საღამოს საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრი მეუღლესთან ერთად მიწვეულია შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტის ბარაკ ობამასა და პირველი ლედის მიშელ ობამას მიღებაზე, რომელიც გაეროს გენერალური ასამბლეის 69 სესიის მონაწილე წელი დელეგაციების მეთაურთა პატივსაცემად გამართება. კიევის განცხადებით უკრაინის სამთავრობო ძალები ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთში ემზადებიან არტილერიის და დაჯავშნული მანქანების გასატანად 30 კილომეტრიან ბუფერულ ზონაში. უკრაინის არმიის პრესმდივნის ანდრეი ლისენკოს განცხადებით კიევმა ეს გადაწყვეტილება მას შემდეგ მიიღო, რაც ბოლო საათებში შემცირდა სროლა რუსეთის მხარდაჭერით მოქმედი სეპარატისტებისგან, ხოლო რუსეთის ტერიტორიიდან სროლის შემთხვევები არ აღრიცხულა. უკრაინის, რუსეთის და პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტების წარმომადგენლებმა 19 სექტემბერს მოილაპარაკეს მძიმე შეიარაღების გატანაზე ფრონტის ხაზიდან 15 კილომეტრის მოშორებით ბუფერული ზონის შექმნის მიზნით. თუმცა უკრაინის არმია 21 სექტემბერს განაცხადა, რომ არ შექმნიდა ბუფერულ ზონას და მეაბოხეებს და რუსეთის სამხედროებს სამთავრობო ძალებისთვის სროლაში დასდო ბრალი. მოსკოვი უარყოფს უკრაინაში სამხედროების გაგზავნას. ანკარა აცხადებს, რომ ბოლო 2 დღის განმავლობაში სირიიდან თურქეთში გადავიდა 130,000-ზე მეტი ქურთი. ისინი ექსტრემისტულ ჯგუფს ისლამურ სახელმწიფოს გაექცნენ. თურქეთის ვიცე-პრემიერმა ნუმან კორტულმუსმა 22 სექტემბერს ანკარაში განაცხადა, რომ თურქეთის მთავრობა კიდევ უფრო მეტი ლტოლვილის მისაღებად ემზადება, მათ შორის ყველაზე ცუდი სცენარისთვის, რომელიც 100,000-ობით ან კიდევ უფრო მეტი ლტოლვილის ჩასვლას ითვალისწინებს. სირიელი ქურთების მოძღვრების ფონია ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტთა მხრიდან სირიის საზღვართან ახლოს მდებარე ქალაქ აინ-ალ-არაბის, ქურთულად კობანის სიახლოვეს, ათობით სოფლის დაპყრობა. თურქეთის ქურთთა მეამბოხე ჯგუფის ქურთისტანის მუშათა პარტიის წარმომადგენლებმა 22 სექტემბერს ქურთებს მოუწოდეს სირიაში გადავიდნენ და ერთობლივად ებრძოლონ ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებს. BBC-ის ცნობით, თურქეთის უსაფრთხოების ძალები ცდილობენ არ დაუშვან ქურთი მებრძოლების სირიაში გადასვლა ბრძოლაში ჩართვის მიზნით. თეთრი სახლი მიესალმა ავღანეთში მიღწეულ შეთანხმებას ძალაუფლების განაწილების თაობაზე, რომლითაც დასრულდა თვეების განმავლობაში არსებული უთანხმოება საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების გარშემო. შეთანხმების თანახმად ქვეყნის პრეზიდენტი გახდება აშრაფ ღანი, ხოლო არჩევნებში მისი მეტოქე აბდულა აბდულა იმუშავებს მთავარი აღმასრულებლის ახლად შექმნილ თანამდებობაზე. შეთანხმების ხელმოწერიდან რამდენიმე საათში ქვეყნის საარჩევნო კომისიამ ღანი გამოაცხადა ივნისში ჩატარებული მეორე ტურის გამარჯვებულად, თუმცა უარი განაცხადა ხმების დათვლის საბოლოო შედეგის გამოქვეყნებაზე. თეთრი სახლი მიესალმა შეთანხმების მიღწევას და განაცხადა, რომ ავღანეთისთვის წინსვლის ერთადერთი გზა დემოკრატიული პროცესის პატივისცემაა. ნიუ-იორკში გაეროს უშიშროების საბჭომ გაარცელა განცხადება, რომელშიც მიესალმება ავღანეთის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების დასრულებას და დასცენს, რომ წევრი ქვეყნები მოუთმენლად ელიან თანამშრომლობის დაწყებას ახალ ეროვნული ერთიანობის მთავრობასთან. ნატომ იმედი გამოთქვა, რომ ორი ლიდერი ჭეშმარიტი პოლიტიკური პარტნიორობის სულისკვეთებით იმუშავებს. ირანის პრეზიდენტი ჰასან როჰანი აცხადებს, რომ თეირანი ახლო აღმოსავლეთის ხალხს დაეხმარება ტერორისტებისგან თავის დაცვაში. ნიუ-იორკში გაეროს გენერალურ ასამბლეაზე გამგზავრებამდე გაკეთებულ განცხადებაში როჰანიმ 22 სექტემბერს თქვა, ირანის ისლამური რესპუბლიკის მთავრობა და შეიარაღებული ძალები მათ ყველგან დაეხმარებიანო. 21 სექტემბერს შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივანმა ჯონ კერიმ ირანის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრთან მუჰამად ჯავად ზარიფთან ნიუ-იორკში განიხილა ჯგუფ ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტების მიერ შექმნილი საფრთხე. მათი შეხვედრის ფონი იყო ირანსა და მსოფლიოს 6 წამყვან ქვეყანას შორის მიმდინარე მორიგი მოლაპარაკება ირანის ბირთვული პროგრამის თაობაზე. კერის თქმით, ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებთან ბრძოლაში ირანს შეუძლია როლის შესრულება, თუმცა ირანი არ არის შესული შეერთებული შტატების ხელმძღვანელობით მოქმედ საერთაშორისო კოალიციაში, რომლის მიზანს ექსტრემისტულ ჯგუფთან ბრძოლა წარმოადგენს. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Yes, Border Crossings is on the air. It's Monday and we are back, and it's the final day of summer. This is it. We've only got a few more hours left here in the northern hemisphere for summer. And in the southern hemisphere, everybody's just getting ready for summer to begin. Thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. Our program is back with you for the week, and that means the phones are also back. If you'd like to call in to speak to Vince, make your request, 202-619-2077. He's got the hottest country tour going right now. Everybody's talking about his music. Luke Bryan is the man. King in Nigeria wants this song dedicated to our very own country girl, Mary Morning Star. This is Border Crossings and Luke Bryan.
Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar! Like a dandelion in the wind on the hill underneath the pines. Yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I want to do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you. For the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Oh, country girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. We'll be right back.
Crossings, and that's for all the country girls in all the countries listening to Border Crossings. Today on this Monday, that is Luke Bryan for King and Mary, and for you as well if you enjoy the song. I'm Larry London. Now, here's some good news for country music fans, Luke Bryan fans, something that may touch you in the soft spots. Luke is very successful, very popular, very well known, loved around the world. We all know that. Kenna Taylor is a 17-year-old fan who was told about a week ago by a doctor that she is dying from cystic fibrosis, and she didn't have very long to live. In fact, she just sent this tweet out last week. She said, "I woke up this morning in the intensive care unit. Doctors were around my bed, and they all introduced themselves. Then one said, 'We need to make a plan, a death plan.' And we talked about what I wanted when I passed away, and from the doctor's words, it sounded like it won't be long. So I have one wish, and it's a simple wish. I want to get a tweet from Luke Bryan." That was her wish, her dying wish, nothing more than that. A day went by, and Luke Bryan sent a tweet to Kenna and said, "I hope you're feeling better today." And then she responded right after that, "Luke Bryan just tweeted me. OMG, 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 OMG." And still very, very excited. She sent another tweet out, said, "Am I dead? Luke, seriously? Just tweeted me." So she is very, very happy about that. And so, yeah, nice guy. You know, it's great when the stars do nice things for people who need nice things. I'd like to say hello to Grace, who's listening to Border Crossing. She's in the Philippines. We're glad you're with us. And welcome to everybody to our program here today. We've got a request for another Filipino, and his name is Lord OG Custodio. And he's listening to us and wants this classic Simon and Garfunkel song dedicated to all Filipino workers all around the world. This is called Bridge Over Trouble. Troubled Waters on Border Crossings.
Feeling small when Of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in I know with all my certainty, what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. Is as common as it used to be in working days and sleeping nights. That black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. That gasoline's in short supply. The rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
Crossings, and he believes in a lot of things. Don Williams, and most of all, he believes in you. And thank you very much for listening to the show and making that request, and especially if your name is Charles Weiss, who says, I'm listening to you as always on shortwave in Zimbabwe, and I love Don Williams' music. I'd like to say hello to Nima Farood and IU and Abi Kasik Hailu, who are all listening as well to Border Crossings. They reached out to us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London and let me know they're tuned in. So welcome, and thank you for joining us here on a Monday, front end of a brand new week as the climate changes, the weather changes, the temperatures change. One thing remains the same. We're always playing requests and dedications, your favorite music. And we've also got special guests coming up very soon. Jackson Brown will join us on Border Crossings. He's, you know, sung with so many people over the years. Roy Orbison, he did some video concert show that featured Jackson Brown and Linda Ronstadt and Katie Lang and a number of other people who joined in that little concert with Roy Orbison called Roy Orbison and Friends. He's performed with Bruce Springsteen. Bruce inducted Jackson into the Rock Hall of Fame in 2004. He wrote songs for many artists, including the Eagles' first number one hit, Take It Easy. And Jackson Brown will be on Border Crossings very soon. So please tune in and listen, which is the name of this next song. Listen, here's a request for Jesse Ellie Parker. It's music for Beyonce fans around the world. Beyonce, I just read once in her life, before she became famous, before she actually started Destiny's Child, you know, she's been singing since she was a little girl. There's old video footage of her singing with the other girls in Destiny's Child dancing around when they were like 10 in the family living room at the Knowles Estate in Houston. Mom owned a hair salon at that time. And as Beyonce was growing up, she used to sweep the hair in the hair salon. That was her job growing up. That's how mom taught her responsibility. Put her to work, and she swept the hair off the floor in the salon. Beyonce turned 33 on September 4th. A belated happy birthday from all of us at Border Crossings for Queen Bee. And here's your song. I hope you enjoy it. This is Listen.
Listen to the song here in my heart. A melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside. I thought had died so long ago. Oh, I'm free now, and my dreams will be heard. They will not be pushed aside or words into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
Say what?
and you're listening to Larry London. Hey, hey,
hey. There's so much I love you. Everything you do make me want to smile. Can I not like you for a while?
No, but you won't let me. You upset me, girl. And then you kiss my lips. All of a sudden I forget that I was upset. I can't remember what you did.
But I hate it. You know exactly what to do so that I can't stay mad at you for too long. Wrong,
but I hate it. You know exactly how to touch so that I don't want to fuss and fight no more. So that I despise yet I adore you.
And I hate how much I love you for.
Yeah.
I can't stand how much I need you.
I need you.
And I
you have the only one that makes me laugh.
And it's not fair how you take advantage of the fact that I love you beyond the reason why. And it just ain't right.
And I hate how much I love you, girl. I can't stand how much I need you, girl.
ცნობილი და უცნობი ადამიანების ცხოვრების ერთი კვირა.
დღიური დროის მთვრელია, ისე როგორც თავად დღე, საათი, კალენდარი, ასაკი.
გამთენიისას ვერონიკა დაგვესხა თავს. ვერ გავაგებინეთ ამ კაცს, რომ ჩვენ ქართველებს საუზმე შვიცაცი არ გვეწყება. და საერთოდ შვიცაცი არაფერი არ გვეწყება. გძინავს.
კვირაობით. Radio თავისუფლების საღამოსა და ღამის გადაცემებში.
And they've leaked online now. This is a big scandal going on in social media here in the United States. All these stars and these nude photos, Ariana Grande and Jennifer Lawrence and all these different actresses who are very upset that their privacy has been invaded. However, Rihanna is one who really doesn't require a lot of privacy because she's posted photos and tweeted photos of herself naked anyway. So I don't know that she'd be upset about it, but apparently she just kind of feels violated that it wasn't her posting these. It was somebody else stealing them and putting them out. So she's upset about that. I'd like to say hello to Saidu, who's tuned in. Peter is listening to Border Crossings. Turfa and Julius also checked in on Facebook to let us know they're with us. Coming up next, we've got Smokey Robinson. I saw Smokey perform last week on ABC TV on the inaugural presentation of Dancing with the Stars. He did a classic Motown song with Allo Black. And it was great to see the both of them perform. And some dancers were dancing while Smokey was singing. You know, he's got to be up there in years. He's 70 plus, and he still looks great. And he sounds great. He hasn't lost his voice. He's still got the curly locks. He's still got the blue eyes. And he's got the golden voice. So here is Smokey Robinson and a request from Winta, who's in Ethiopia. And this is called Just to See Her.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson, and you're listening to Larry London.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place, I've got to see her again.
Selena Gomez. She turned 22 in July, and that is called Stars Dance. Aditha Pratik in India asked us to play that song. Selena Gomez posted, well, she likes to post things on Twitter and Instagram. She's big into that stuff, as most 22-year-old kids are these days. And so she got a new hairstyle with bangs, and so she put photos of that out and looked pretty cute, have to admit it. And she also has put out some Instagram photos at some friends' houses, and they're partying. And then there's another couple of photos where she shows Justin Bieber cooking for her, you know, her boyfriend. What a nice boyfriend to cook for his girlfriend. And so they're doing that together. They were in Canada recently, and they put some photos on social media of the two of them horseback riding. So they just, you know, they're very open with the fact they're back together again. And as long as they're happy, and as long as he behaves himself, I guess things are okay. This is Larry London, and you're listening to Border Crossings. I want to say hello to several listeners who checked in under the most extreme and unfortunate circumstances. First of all, Edwina in Sierra Leone, who was over the weekend quarantined to her house while getting medical attention for the Ebola virus that's affecting everybody in Sierra Leone. So she was kind of confined to the house. And I don't know if they've still got that that lockdown in place right now in Sierra Leone. Haven't heard about it in the news. So they've lifted it. So she's able to get out of the house. But they had it for a couple of days. Lawrence Flomo, however, in Liberia, that's a place where people are you know, actually infected, dying by the thousands. And so it's very sad. It's very scary. Lawrence Flomo said, please pray for us. And I'm listening to your show, even though we're facing a tragic crisis here. Even though we've got the Ebola virus going on, we're still listening to Border Crossing. So thank you, Lawrence, for checking in. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who are facing some difficult challenges, whatever they may be. The Ebola virus, and a lot of people, it's political in nature, the challenges. So whatever's going on where you live, our thoughts are with you. Up next, we have a request from Facebook. Anthony Singh checked in with us and said, my full name is Stephen Anthony Singh. So thank you for letting us know that. I wouldn't have known it if you didn't clarify it. So I appreciate that. And he requested a band that performed at the iHeart Radio Festival. The big iHeart Radio Music Festival took place over this weekend in Las Vegas at the MGM Hotel. It was a two-day thing. Taylor Swift was there. Ariana Grande was there. Nicki Minaj, Ed Sheeran, and this next band also performed there during the course of the weekend. They are Magic, and this song was number one for a number of weeks, and it's Rude.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. Say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, but the answer is no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Yeah, no matter what you say. Marry that girl. It will be your family. You leave no choice, can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys, standing at that altar. Or we will run away to another guy to say, you know, you know she's in love with me. She will go everywhere I go. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. Say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, 'cause the answer's still no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Marry you anyway. Marry that girl. No matter what you say. Marry that girl. We'll be your family. Why?
your daughter for the rest of my life. Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, but no still means no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude?
They all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? But that's just how I feel.
That is a song from Nico and Vince. It's Nico Sariba and Vincent Derry, and they are from Oslo, Norway. And they were once known as, they weren't called Nico and Vince, they were called Envy. And so they decided to change their name, and they put that song together about a year ago, finally released it here in the United States. And since they released it earlier in the summer, it has been streamed over 100 million times.
received 65 million views on YouTube, and actually more than 80 million if you count the song lyric video. And they were on tour with Bruno Mars and just until about a week ago. That is a song called How You Feel or How I Feel. It's called Am I Wrong on Border Crossings, Nico and Vince. And I thank you, Ed Kofi Battio, for checking in on Facebook and requesting the song. And he says, we're always listening to you. And glad to hear that. So thank you so much for tuning in to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. If there's a song that we can play for you, you have to request it. And then you have to be patient. It's a two-step process. The first thing is you tell us about it. You can go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can go to Twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. You can call 202-619-2077 or go to send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. That's step one. Send it in. Step two, inhale deeply. Step two and a half, exhale. And then be patient and wait, because it takes about 3 to 5 days to get a song played. And we got a lot of new listeners every day, which is great. It's exciting for us. We're very, very happy the show's getting bigger and better and more popular. And so every day with new people tuning in, I have to explain how it works, because we don't play requests the same day we get them. It's just not physically possible. We have to wait and find them, and you have to get in line with everyone else who's also made a request. We've got a request now to play for the Dominican Republic. Diomedes De La Rosa called in about a week ago, and we spoke to him. He's an English teacher there, listening to Border Crossings and having his students tune in as well. And he's requested this rock and roll great song. This is Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends, which is just a little while from right now. This is Border Crossings.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends. Never last. Wake me up when
Perhaps it's Maroon 5, the latest from the album 5. Adam Levine got married this year to Bahati Prinsloo, very beautiful supermodel. He recently had blonde hair. He's dyed it back to his normal dark brown hair color. And he is getting ready to become a director. Right now he's on The Voice as a judge, but he has a new job, a tentative new job, as a director to a TV show called Kids in America, which will be a show on Fox Television, on NBC actually as well. And it will be about his own life, about a rock star growing up in Los Angeles. And he's going to base it on his own true life story. So that's interesting for Adam Levine fans, the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine. Thank you very much for joining us on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Hope you heard some music you enjoyed along the way. Make sure to send us your request by email, bordercrossings@vo.
Ra sazardoeb samkhedro konfliktebshi damartshebuli jarisadmi sazogadoebis maghamdobas.
Surat im sevarul gamoro mat zalya khshirat ibzoles kmerulat ogen dobaze mat uar sareubneba sakartvelos mokalake.
უსაფრთხოებისა და თავდაცვის საკითხები ფართო სპექტრით გობალი გლიკაძის საავტორო გადაცემაში დაბრკოლების ზოლი. უსმინეთ ყოველ ოთხშაბათს 19 საათზე სიხშირეზე FM 107.4. რადიო თავისუფლება.